YouTube and Facebook Live offer an easy entry point for your church's live streaming, but there are some hidden downsides to this that we're going to talk about as we discuss the pros and cons of free streaming. Next on the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacy and Phil Thompson.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, and this is episode number 427, according to our records. And I'm Phil Thompson.
And I'm Steve Lacy.
All right, Steve, 427, big block, small block. That's a big block, right?
Chevy. Big block Chevy.
Okay, came out what?
It's actually, they're making crate engines that are 427s today.
Oh, they are?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know what. I don't know my LS's, like I know the old school stuff, but yeah.
So what do you put? Is that, you put that in your Corvette, 427 engine in your Corvette? Is it an LS or something?
Well, there's a bunch of different LS's. I don't know. And my Corvette is an LT4. But, it's not quite that big. No, it's like a 370 something cubic inch. Anyway, 427, right. It's out there. Chevy makes them. It's like it's a signature machine, man. Just like this podcast.
Exactly. Now, thanks for getting things back on track here. Hey, we're glad you're here, folks. We're going to talk about our topic in just a second. But if you haven't cruised over to streamingchurch.tv/resources, I'd encourage you to do that. We just did a webinar yesterday called the 10 Commandments of Streaming Video. And that's on there if you want to check it out. And we have another webinar coming up, and that is going to be, if I can look at my calendar on the wall here, because I don't use a digital calendar. Actually, I do, but I've got it on the wall here, too. I like to look at my calendar. May 14th, we are doing a webinar on a brand new product. It's May 14th. It's going to be 12 noon, and the webinar is called Preach Once, Inspire Daily, and it's all about how you can use the content from your sermon to create all sorts of cool stuff that is going to take really minimal effort on your part. Right, Steve?
That is correct. Yep. We're piloting this with my home small group. So, and it's been going pretty well. So,
all right. So that's people could sign up. You want to learn more about what that actually is, just go to webinar.streamingchurch.tv.
Yeah, exactly.
And you'll see what the webinar is all about. And I think you'll be encouraged by it, pretty inspired, especially if you are a pastor listening to this. You could take your message and it can go, one message can be, create all sorts of resources, and it can be available to your members to help connect your body, help connect your body of Christ, help connect your people, and help them and continue to be inspired and grow. All right. That's May 14th. So webinar.streamingchurch.tv, or check out any of our resources on streamingchurch.tv. All right. So today we're not going to talk about the 427 engine that was made by Chevy. We're going to talk about something else. Have you ever heard the saying, free is not always free?
I have.
Yeah, well, that's what we're going to talk about today. And we're going to talk about different resources out there for churches. Streaming video, which is what we do for the most part. We do other things too. But, streaming videos, it's a great tool, right? I mean, it's a great technological tool that can help connect your members and people who can't physically attend. It can widen your outreach, and it's really a convenient way for people to experience your worship, either new people or people who've never been to your church or regular people. And there's lots of opportunities out there now, much more than there was back in 2007 or whatever. But there's platforms out there like YouTube and Facebook Live. But there are some downsides to that. They're free, right? Or are they?
There, you don't have to pay U.S. dollars for them.
What do you pay pesos? What do you pay, francs, euros?
There's another currency that's involved, but yeah, I mean, one of the good things about the social streaming to the social is it does I kind of see it as the fringes. It extends your reach to the fringes.
Right.
And it's kind of a, I don't know, I think it's somewhat of a, maybe a little weak extension, but it's a very long extension, you know? So you'll get exposed, your church will be exposed to more people going to the social platforms, and it is free. So it's the old, you know, an inch deep and a mile wide kind of thing. So it does have its purpose. So that's what I'm saying. There is a reason to stream to Facebook or YouTube or those others. So, but there are some costs that are associated if you're going to rely on that as your ministry platform.
So when you say cost, you're not talking monetarily. Is that a word? Monetary?
Yes,
monetary
I'm
cost?
Not US dollars.
All right. Well, let's talk
about some things when you go there, but we'll get into it.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about some of those things. And look, if you're following at home, you can keep score at home by going to blog.streamingchurch.tv. Because we've got some notes here. All right. So let's talk about it. So here's a couple things that we want to bring up, just to bring up to your enlightenment here. First of all, at times, streaming to social media like YouTube or Facebook, even though it's free, sometimes it can be unreliable, and sometimes there can be distractions for the people that are viewing your stream.
Yes. We do tech support for our people, and a lot of times they're doing tech support for Facebook or YouTube, and they do have issues. I mean, overall, they're pretty reliable, but from the distraction standpoint, that is kind of the inch deep, mile wide thing. So where we've got, there's lots of distractions.
Well, give me an example when you say distractions. The distractions to the viewer, right?
To the viewer.
Yeah. Okay. And what would those distractions be?
There's a lot going on the platform, on the Facebook platform. It is not only your stream. So there may be, there's just other stuff, there's my old high school friend. They posted this or this, bubbled to the top or, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm. So, same with YouTube too, right? I mean,
that's true. YouTube's very distracting for me because I have over the years become, it's kind of been my primary medium of choice when I'm after the end of the day and I want to start, sit down and lay back and watch some stuff. So it will, it starts out as what are you interested in? It's like a buffet, here's 25 videos and that may interest you. So
yeah,
one of them may be my church and one of them, maybe something else I'm interested in.
Yeah. If you clicked on how to repair my toilet, you'll probably get some other suggestions later on other toilets, right? I mean,
that's definitely the case.
I get distracted when I go up. We obviously have stuff on YouTube here at streamingchurch.tv. You should check that out. And, but a lot of times when I'm uploading different videos that we're doing, help videos or even webinars and stuff that we did, I'll go to upload something and I'll see a video on Roberto Clemente's 3000 hit. Mm-hmm. I'm an old Pittsburgh Pirate fan and I was actually at that game. So I'm like, oh, I was at that game, or I see some clip from Star Trek, or something like that. So that's
You're a Trekkie?
I wouldn't say I'm a full blown Trekkie, but
I learn after all these years.
After all these years. Yeah. I mean, I remember watching the TV series with William Shatner, and Leonard Nimoy with my brother back in the late 60s or mid 60s, I guess, mid 1960s. And then, when the movies came out later, I really liked them, with the original cast.
Oh, yeah.
And then the new ones that came out a few years ago. Now you got me going, right? I like the new ones that came out a few years ago. With the actual Star Trek. I mean, they didn't have Leonard. Well, they did have Leonard Nimoy and a couple, but the original crew with the new actors, J.J. Abrams or whatever, produced one or two of them. And I like that a lot. I wish they would do another one. But anyhow, I digress.
Yeah, you would think that being the nerd, but it never. I never watched it when it was on TV. I had no interest in it.
Well, you know, nobody's perfect. But yeah, so anyhow, yeah, so I get distracted. But yeah, when I go somewhere to look at a video, I mean, yeah, sometimes somebody will direct me to a YouTube video and I'll go there for something, you know. It's like, you know, I see all these other, I had a church the other day saying, we're, our audio video is out of sync. We need help. I'm like, okay, they don't work with us, but they reached out to us and we do volunteer. We tell people all the time, hey, you don't have to use us. We'll try to help you if we can. And so he told me, yeah, go look at our YouTube videos. So I was looking at his YouTube videos and I saw other videos that I like, oh, I want to see that.
Yeah.
That's the old,
So anyway, so we kind of beat this one up.
yeah,
So
we beat this with a stick.
the primary issue that churches run into is copyright concerns. And I think the majority of churches are naive in this area because they go, oh, I've got my CCLI license. So I don't have to worry about this. And the truth of the matter is all of the there's not people watching your streams determining whether you're violating copyright issues. It's all completely automated and algorithms are doing it, and they don't know that you have a CCLI license for the content. They just know that there's some content that came from, you know, your church or your ministry that is copyrighted. And we run into this all the time. I mean, a lot of churches are doing this now where they'll put video clips or that sort of thing to help illustrate a point, and that triggers that flashes the actually I had one just recently uploading one for our church, and it was just a few seconds of Tim Tebow, and YouTube said you can appeal this, or you can remove, or we can automatically remove the 38 seconds of the copyright. And I just said, oh, remove the 38 seconds of the copyrighted video. So it was Tim Tebow doing like a newscast or being interviewed on national news for something.
Oh, well, and YouTube, it was YouTube that didn't like that, huh?
YouTube didn't say, nope, you cannot have this. But this was a recorded video with live streaming. They just go, copyright violation, and they may take you down. And we get a lot of churches that will come to us because, you know, in the middle of service, YouTube stopped streaming, you know, or they dinged us and won't let us stream again.
If they were using YouTube or nobody else is going to be chasing people down. Like if somebody's using streamingchurch.tv and they're streaming, you know, a short interview with Tebow on their website using streamingchurch.tv, they're not going to get, no, nobody's going to chase them down
Yes,
for
that's
that.
one
We're
of the
not going to chase them
advantages.
down.
Yes. As we, there are no algorithms and there are no people policing it. So if you've got your CCLI license to do what you can do, then that's going to work for you. That has worked for us.
So distractions can be a problem using free services, copyright concerns. Here's number three in the notes: limited engagement and discoverability. I would say that if you do stuff on YouTube, that's maybe not, discoverability is not so much a problem because Google owns YouTube, right? I always get mixed up.
Yes,
But so
yes.
that may not be a problem, but Facebook would be a problem. I think it's kind of hard to find stuff if you're using Facebook. But
Yeah, it depends on how the church is directing their traffic. You know, if they're gonna typically, you know, our whole model that we advocate is your church website is your hub. So you want to do ministry on your church website, you want to have your volunteers and your people that are closest to your stream at the hub on the website. So a lot of churches will say, here's my Facebook stream, and they'll give you a link to the stream within Facebook, as opposed to going to Facebook and trying to find the stream. Yeah, it may be really challenging.
So it can be challenging, and you're not going to have a lot of engagement usually. I mean, your engagement ability, I think, can be limited, right? If you're using something like Facebook or
Yeah.
YouTube to engage your people, as
Yeah,
opposed to if
there.
you actually have chat or something on your
Yeah,
website.
yeah. There's, I mean, with The streaming platforms like ours, the model is more around chat, interactive chat, and within Facebook and YouTube, it's more around comments and responding to comments. So it's the dialogue's a little different. So it's
Okay.
typically, the chat's intended to be real time, and the Facebook, YouTube is more kind of a model of, leave a comment and we might respond to the comment or we'll read the comments and that sort of thing.
All right. So limiting engagement, discoverability is number four, or number three, I should say, on our free is not free necessarily. Let's talk about the fourth point, and that is ownership and control. So if you're using something like YouTube and Facebook to stream, why is ownership and control an issue?
Because, I alluded to it with regard to the copyright deal, but I mean the content belongs to YouTube and Facebook, and they at any time can say, we're done with you, and take your content down, and you don't have access to your content anymore because it's property of Facebook and YouTube. So as opposed to platforms like ours, where you own your content and you're distributing it primarily through, your church website and other means, but you can do with it as you wish. Whereas with these other third parties, so this is another form of currency you're paying for this free thing, is you lose control over your content. Could be really devastating if you've got, several years worth of stuff and then all of a sudden it's gone.
Yeah, I think we've run into some people like that that have come over to us because their stuff was wiped out, gone. They didn't say something that YouTube or Facebook thought was appropriate, I guess. All right. So there are alternatives, and we're talking about free is not always free, but there are obviously alternatives to this. And free services can seem attractive, right, at first, initially, but if you have a dedicated streaming platform from a paid company, you're going to get, hopefully, a more professional and reliable experience. That's one of the things that we have worked really hard for at streamingchurch.tv. So there are some great features that paid platforms actually can provide you.
One of the things you didn't mention in your write-up, I thought you would have done on the blog for sure, is, I mentioned earlier that we'll get calls, and they're typically calls about my Facebook stream is all honked up. There is no support when you're going the YouTube or the Facebook route. If there is an issue with your stream at all, there's no one to turn to other than, somebody like us. If you're streaming with us, we'll help you out as well. So,
I thought I'd put that in there. I guess I was going to put that in number one, unreliable tech and distractions. But here, let me change that. Hold on a second.
I don't know why you get time to edit the
I'm
blog.
working. I'm working really hard here. Give me a second.
Anyway, the
Yeah, I
blog
get
will
what you're
now show lack of technical
saying.
support in free ones.
That will eventually, by the time people see this.
There is no, there is nobody to call. And there have been days or, typically it's not all of Facebook will go down, but there'll be, we'll get calls from churches on the East Coast. And we're like, Facebook's not working. What's going on? And we just learn through the grapevine from people are calling us. Oh, it looks like an isolated incident in,
Regional.
regional areas where their streaming's not happening.
So it does happen. I mean, it happens to everybody. Amazon's had issues too. We've had issues, but generally ours are really temporary, real short. If there's some kind of a glitch, we're usually able to fix it pretty quickly. But yeah, I mean, sometimes these platforms go down and there's no explanation. It's like, we're down. Sorry. And they don't even say that, right? I mean, it's just like you go on Twitter or something and try to figure out what's going on. You find other people going, yeah, my Facebook is down too. What happened? So anyhow. All right. So yeah, no support. No support. I get no support. Sounds like a Rodney Dangerfield thing. I really date myself sometimes, don't I? All right. Let's go to alternatives, as I started to talk about paid platforms like ours. You can have higher quality streaming. You're not going to get the distractions that we just talked about earlier. You're not going to have to deal with a copyright gray areas or copyright things that an algorithm thinks you're violating. Usually you can put your stuff out there on the web or on the on your website, so it's easily found. Archives are easily found and discovered on your website. Dedicated customer support.
Yeah, and I think another important thing is it's that your streaming becomes yours. It becomes branded based on your look and feel. You control the content. It doesn't look like, oh, wow, here's a, you know, I'm on a third-party Facebook page or something like that. So,
And, you know, if you use a company that actually understands ministry, understands churches, you can get some tools and some features that will really help your church and help you reach more people, make your life easier. You know, you can have follow-up. We've said this before, but we have an automatic follow-up system. It's not even AI. I mean, we have AI stuff too that we're using behind the scenes, but it's a follow-up system we've had for years that people can use so that when a viewer comes to your platform using us, you know, they can get an email, a custom email, they can get a follow-up. There's lots of tools and advantages when you use something that's really built for the church.
Right.
You know?
As if you go to, the Facebook and the YouTubes of the world are serving, you know, high school football games and people doing crazy videos, and there's there are no specialized tools for you wanting to do ministry online as a church. So you want to choose a product that's going to have ministry related tools, things that are going to, you know, do things that the church does, like track visitors and figure out who, you know, who's a first timer, who's come back again, so that you can kind of nurture that relationship and do your follow up and just do ministry online. Pray with people, have the Bible handy right there as well.
Yeah. And stats too. I mean, you can get some pretty good statistics, you know, records and things. Whereas when you're using something else, you generally don't get a good idea. I mean, you'll get, and you're good at explaining this, of course, you'll get somebody that says, well, my Facebook video got, you know, 1600 views. But that's maybe not really 1600 valid views, right?
Yes. It's got what, how many billions of people on Facebook now and YouTube? So if somebody's scrolling and your stream happened to show up as they scroll by, then that was, you know, counted. So the numbers are really inflated on the Facebook and the YouTube side. I mean, they're legit, but they're, you know, they may be a quarter second view.
I wouldn't call it quality views, right?
Yes, yes. It wouldn't be quality views
where
you're going to get much more realistic. You know, a lot of people get really excited, like, I had 1600 views. I got 1600 people that tuned into my message this past week, and their lives are changed, you know? And it was like,
no, you didn't.
You had 1400 and, you know, or 1580 that scrolled past it for a quarter second, and you had 20 that maybe stuck around.
So. Yeah, so the numbers can be inflated. But if you have a platform, you know, like a paid platform, you know, you can, like what we offer, self-glossing again, but it's true. I mean, we offer some really good statistics that can help you know where your people are watching from and what kind of devices they may be watching on, how long they watched.
And the people that are watching your stream on your website are coming to watch your stream, as opposed to some of the views or stuff you get with Facebook or YouTube. Yeah. So they're not typically not there to watch your stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Okay. Well, we're pretty much running out of time here, but there's lots of things you can do with a paid company. You know, live chat. You've got you can do polls and surveys very easily. At least with us, you can. Ad free. So no ads are going to be popping up around your video like they might be on some other platform. And, you know, we talk about branding options. I mean, you can really make it clear using streaming video with a paid company like ours. You know, you'll know exactly what the church is, who the person is. You can do all that that can really enhance. And you know, we use the word branding a lot, and that's a marketing term, and some people sneer at that if you're in ministry. But the truth is, you know, you want people to find out who you are, who your church is, so that there's an opportunity for people to, you know, discover you and maybe go and be a part, watch it, maybe even show up. And as a result, their life can be changed and enhanced in a positive way. So branding's not a dirty word. It's just getting the word out of what you're trying to do. And if you're trying to help people, that's a good thing. So, all right. Well, I think we're out of time here. Anything else before we wrap up here?
That should do it.
All right. Well, free is not always free. So check out the blog, blog.streamingchurch.tv. Check out our podcast. We have other ones. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, it's the Church Solutions Podcast. And we would love to get your feedback and your rating and all that stuff. But you know, we do this to try to help churches and ministries. We try to be there to aid them and help them get to the next level. So that's what we do. And if we can help you in any way, please reach out to us. Just go to streamingchurch.tv. And there's ways to contact us or chat with us live. All right, Mr. Steve Lacy, thank you so much for your time today.
Glad to be here.
Thanks. Thank you, folks, for spending a little bit of time with us today on the Church Solutions Podcast. I'm Phil Thompson. Please take care of yourselves and each other. And we'll catch you next time on another episode.